Rabbeinu said that the main thing that we should have is tmimut u'pshitut, simplicity in avodat Hashem. If a person is not tamim, simple, innocent, just like a baby, whatever he hears, he buys that immediately, like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu koneh hakol, he buys everything. Everything you tell him, I want to do tshuva, he buys that. Say, I want to be tzaddik, I want to be righteous, he buys that. He's with you, yes, okay. You done tshuva, this is Hashem is with you. So you need to be tamim. Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. If you're going to be innocent, if you're going to be simple, you're going to be with Hashem, your God. Because if a person have wisdoms and chokhmot, he thinks that he's so clever, he cannot nullify himself to Hashem Yitbarach. Why? Because all of the time his wisdoms are twisting the simple path that Hashem Yitbarach leads him in. Because every time he's got a different will, and everything rejects his will, and he's got some understanding that this is how you should serve Hashem, and this is what that I should do. And we're talking about a person that mamash wants to dedicate his life to avodat Hashem, but still he's got wisdoms. Rabbi Nathan said, why I achieved more than all of the rest of the students of Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Because I threw all of my wisdom more than everyone else. So you can see a lot of times that it's written in a lot of holy books, and Rabbanim, rabbis are saying those things, that you should cancel your thoughts and nullify yourself to righteous people, to Talmidei Chachamim, and to do whatever they're going to tell you, kechol asher yerucha, and not to move from the words, not to the right and not to the left, and then okay, you say, I want to. And then you sit in a class and you hear things that for you it's a contradiction for other things that you heard. And even sometimes from the same righteous men. The same rabbi that told you go to the right now tells you go to the left. The same one that told you don't work now he tells you you have to go and to be mefanes your family. And what's going on here? One day right, one day left, one day bright, one day dark. What's the, what they want? I saw it's written on Adam HaRishon that his sin came because that he was defecting, pagam, be'emunat chachamim, in faith in chachamim, in wise people. But who are those wise people that Adam HaRishon didn't listen to them? Who are they? There were no chachamim. He's the first man. How can it be that he didn't listen to his inner voice? He didn't believe in himself. He knew that he's not allowed to eat from that tree, from Etz Hadat. He knew that. He heard Hashem told him, don't eat from that tree. It was clear for him, he knew that. But when the snake came with all of his arguments and started to claim and to say things and to explain, and so Adam HaRishon started to have doubts at his own understandings. He didn't believe in himself. This is what that caused him to be convinced to the advice of Yetzirah. To listen to the arguments of the Yetzirah. Why? Because Adam HaRishon didn't believe in what that he heard from Hashem. You heard it from Hashem. This is it. Now you need to take that understanding and to cross the desert with it. To cross the sea. To walk until you're going to achieve the purpose no matter what. No matter what's going to come to stop you, which obstacle is going to come and stop you. If you got something in Avodat Hashem, you have to go all the way. So now, let's say that every meshuga, every crazy person that has some idea in Avodat Hashem, that one is going to say that you want to worship that idol, and that one is going to say that you want to worship the fire, and that one is going to say that God should kill everyone, and that by the name of God he's gonna go and gonna kill and slaughter people, and that one everyone gonna make up some illusion, and we're telling him go with it all the way until the end, believe in yourself. No, when you can believe in yourself, that's the question. It's written in the Mishnah, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha ad yomotcha. Don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Means you cannot count on yourself. And you know that you cannot count on yourself. Because sometimes you're wrong. When you can believe in yourself and when you cannot. You want me to answer? I'm asking Hashem the same question. And Hashem is answering. This is what that I feel from inside. This is how I believe in myself right now in front of you. When you check yourself and you see that you do the maximum that you can to nullify yourself to Hashem, really to throw all of your wisdom, and really you come to Hashem and you beg to the Creator, to the one that you believe in Him. A Christian person cannot immediately now today believe in God Elokei Israel. He cannot. Why? Because for years he's been taught that there is a certain way to believe in the Creator. So he cannot just take it and throw it. For him, there's no reason. Okay, now he heard an amazing lecture from an amazing Jewish rabbi. It doesn't, it's not strong enough to cancel everything that he learned until today and to throw it to the garbage just because he heard one amazing lecture. Some Muslim person that grew up in a Muslim neighborhood and they received a certain wisdom from their leaders and they taught them a certain way of how to believe and what to think. So now, can he take all of that wisdom and to throw? Or even you as a Jew, now you heard some rabbi that tells you things that are different. Talking Hasidut instead of being Litvish or very solid and strict with the way of keeping halachot, or that you were Mizruchnik and suddenly someone is talking to you about Breslev. How are you going to take all of your wisdom and going to throw it away? So a person needs to come, and no matter who you are and no matter where you hold in Avodat Hashem, if you believe in the Creator, that there is one above everyone, above all of the creations of Hashem Yitbarach. If you remember, I told you that once. I drove in a cab. There was an Arabic driver, an Ishmaeli driver, and he started to talk to me about his faith and how that it's written in the Quran and stuff. And I'm not sure that he himself knew what really written in the Quran, but he was talking, and he was talking good. He was talking nice. I told him in the end, you're claiming you want Harabait, the place of the temple of Beis HaMikdash, to be in your hands. We're claiming the same. Why won't you pray on that to Hashem Yitbarach? Why are you going and fighting and stabbing and making terror attacks and killing innocent people? What if you believe in Hashem, in the Creator, if you believe in one God, talk to Him about it. Why you become to be violence? Why you attack? Why you kill? Go with your issues to your God, to the one that you believe in Him, and convince Him to kick us out, to fight with us, to drag us out from our peot. What's the problem? Pray to Hashem. Pray, you believe, right? You claim that you believe. You're going to go to pray 5 times a day. Let's fight. Let's fight in the field. Let's fight in front of Hashem. You and you're more than us. Maybe you're going to win. If you really believe that you're right in your justice, in the point of your point of view, if this is what that you see, go for it. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm also going to pray that the truth is going to reveal itself. This is what that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying all of the time. Benachnu ma, who are we? What are we? We're just asking Hashem to reveal the truth. David HaMelech is saying, Adricheni ba'amitecha, alamdeni chukecha, teach me your rules, I don't know what you want from me. And everyone that tries to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach, Yetzirah is bringing soldiers and troops of soldiers, of demons, of obstacles to stop him, to block him from continue that progress of getting closer and closer to Hashem. Yetzirah cannot stand that. He cannot see a person with lust and desires, a ben adam megusham, a physical person with lust and desires, and that he gonna meet Hashem, that he gonna stand in front of Hashem. We have holy brazenness, azudik dusha, that we with our prayers can stand so close to the Creator, so close to Him, and we're so important to Him that all of those angels, they're jealous, they're envious, they cannot bear us. They see what that we achieving every day. When we answer one Amen on one Kaddish, we're achieving more than an angel can achieve in his lifetime. When you just said Amen, Yehe, Shemir, Rabbah, Mevarach, La'alam, Lo Nor Maya, Yitbarach, finished, with no intention, and you don't understand what that you said, and you made mistakes, you've done something that the angels are afraid of you. They cannot talk to you, they cannot approach. They're running away from you. For them, now you're made out of fire, and they're going to be burned in you. They cannot get closer to you. You achieved now a level that no angel in the world can achieve. Why? Because Hashem done something amazing. Hashem took a holy soul from heaven, from under Kisei HaKavod, the throne of honor, and put it into a physical body, into a contaminated vessel. And now it plays music. And now it makes amazing sounds. Something miracle happens here now in that mating of soul and body that no angel can achieve. You have amazing way of blowing out air from your mouth. You know how to do that. Without the flute, you're never going to be able to do that. You can move your fingers in an amazing way. A perfect way. Mamash, you're an amazing mover. If you don't have a guitar with strings in your hand, you cannot play nothing. Nothing. You need a drum. You need a piano. You need a vessel. Without a vessel, it doesn't count. You don't have nothing. You have air. Oh, amazing. Wow. Amazing. You have tons of air. Wonderful. You can sell cans of air from Jerusalem. Wonderful. You're going to make millions.
It's been done.
Wonderful. No problems. If you don't have a vessel, and if your vessel is more complex, and if your vessel is even more contaminated, and even if on that vessel we need to work more, in the end, that creation, that vessel is going to be so beautiful, so amazing, when it's going to be repaired, when it's going to be fixed. When you are going to find a way to play through that vessel, that the light of Hashem, that the light of your soul is going to illuminate from that contaminated vessel, it's going to make such sounds that all of the creation gonna nullify itself to that, to you, to your voice, to the voice of Hashem that comes out from your mouth, to your prayers. Because Nekevat Esovev Gaber, like Rabbeinu is saying, that the female, she is surrounding the male, it's hugging him. Like the bride, she is surrounding the groom in the wedding seven times, to show on seven kinds of light, like the seven clouds of honor that were surrounding Am Yisrael and protecting them. So when a person is standing and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives satisfaction from that person, and that person becomes to be in the aspect of a male to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that becomes to be in the aspect of a female. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu now receives satisfaction from you when you stand and pray. And when you stand and pray and HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounds you, you become to be the pnimiyut, the inside of Hashem Yitbarach Himself. Who are you? You nullified yourself to become to be Hashem. When you pray with all of your powers and you totally nullified yourself, canceled yourself to Hashem Yitbarach in 100%, and you're not there, and you're just doing everything for Hashem Yitbarach, you made Hashem Yitbarach so happy that you become to be the will of Hashem Yitbarach. This is Ritzon Rabbi Yaseh. Hashem gonna listen to your will. Hashem gonna listen to your prayer. Hashem gonna follow you wherever you're gonna lead him. Tzadik Moshe Lirat Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been controlled by righteous people. Israel Mamshelotav, Am Israel, they have the control, the power on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him to the place that they want to come, to reach. They want Eretz Israel, they're gonna have Eretz Israel. They want Tshuva, they're gonna have Tshuva. They want money, they're gonna have money. They want success, they're gonna have success. In the path that the person wants to walk, they're leading him in that path. Ritzon Rabbi Yaseh. If you're working on your Yirat Shamayim, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven, except of Yirat Shamayim, Chutz Mirat Shamayim. Why? Because everything is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If to give you or not, accept or fear from heaven, Yirat Shamayim. That you ask on that, if you ask on that, you're going to receive it. It's not in His hands. He cannot tell you no on that. He cannot tell you no on Yirat Shamayim. If you say, Hashem, I want to be closer to you, He cannot stop you. He can send imaginations. Power of imagination. Koach HaMidami. To show you like there are walls, like there are obstacles, like there are curtains that blocking the light. But if you're going to be strong in your will, and you're going to close your eyes, you're going to ignore everything, every bad rumor, every bad news, and you're just going to focus on your purpose, and you're going to ask Hashem, I want to be close to you, then you're going to succeed. Then you're going to find Hashem. Because Hashem is close to everyone that calls Him with truth. If you're a liar, you will never going to find Hashem. Because Dober Shkarim lo yikol neged enai. Because the man that is a liar cannot stand in front of Hashem. So if you're a liar and you're standing and you're lying to yourself in your prayers, and you say, Hashem, I want to be righteous. I want to be pure. I don't want no money. I don't want no houses. I don't want to nothing for myself. I'm not asking for myself. For nothing. So you're lying. So Hashem is not there to listen to your nonsense. Hashem is not there. Hashem is going to pretend to you like that you pretend. He's going to send someone. Someone going to stand there. Some idol, some imagination, you're going to feel emotions in your prayers and wind, and you're going to have sounds and miracles. You're going to see things. Oh, that branch, it fell exactly when I said that prayer. And all imagination. You don't know nothing. Only when really there's so many powers to the other side, to the Sitra Achra, to reject a liar, that you cannot know if you've been rejected or not. The only way that you can really know, and this is what that we said before, how are you going to know if you should believe in yourself or not? Only if you check yourself, if you really ask for the truth or not. Like that one of our friends once told us, that when he heard from Rav Shalom Arush, that Rav Shalom Arush said that you need not to rebuke your wife, and not to insult your wife, and that when you insult her and you say bad comments to her, you hurt her feelings. And he said, Hashem, I want to feel that pain. I want to understand how important it is not to hurt your wife, not to humiliate your wife. And he went and he ate some chocolate and he drank something, he ate some chocolate, and suddenly he choked. He couldn't breathe. And he tried to talk and he tried to cough and he tried to breathe and he couldn't. And he took water, a bottle of water, and he squeezed it into his mouth because he had to open his air supply, his pipes, because he was suffocating. And then he started to cough and almost to puke, and all of that woke him up. He held his head. I just prayed to Hashem. I just asked for understanding on that issue, on that subject. And immediately Hashem showed him how every bad comment, how you say, chokes your wife, kills her. Like the Rav Shalom said, that every bad comment is a crack in the house. And that good words to your wife, to tell her I love you, it's more important to her, Rav Shalom said that, than air supply. So now you can believe in yourself. When you see that you're a man of truth, that you seek for the truth, that you really seek for the truth, then you can believe in yourself. But if you find yourself that you're a liar, that when someone rebukes you, you're insulted, you're hurt, you don't want to meet that person anymore, no, you're angry at him, so you're a liar, you don't love the rebuke, you don't really look for the truth, you don't want to hear that you're a liar, that you're full of imaginations, that you're full of lies, you don't want to hear that. If you're like that, and you find yourself that you're like that, so you cannot believe in yourself. So you need to cry to Hashem, Adricheni ba'amitecha, bring me to the truth. Lead me to the right path of truth. Let me find myself. Let me find who I am. Let me want to know myself. Let me want to serve me. Give me a will. Leptaho, pure heart, create me, for me, God, and a right spirit, a good spirit, I need you to renew inside of me. I don't have it. I don't have a heart to feel. Only if you're going to let me feel. You, Hashem, you're powerful. You have all of the powers. You're the only one that can let me feel, can let me see. The eyes, they can lie. The ears, they can lie. All kinds of senses can mislead you. Can let you be wrong by counting on yourself. Only when you totally sacrifice yourself to Hashem and you say to Hashem, Yitbarach, I am yours. My hands are yours. My eyes are yours. My mouth is yours. My head is yours. My heart is yours. Even my lust and desires are yours. I'm going to use everything that I have only for you. Only then really you can count on yourself. And if you know that you're not in that high level, huge level, so at least now you know on what you should pray. At least now you know on what you should work. An arrogant person, a lazy person, he will be hurt from that class. He's going to feel a big distance. He's going to feel rejected. Oh, so I need to be in a high level, so I cannot serve Hashem, so I cannot believe in myself. You're arrogant. This is why it's hard for you to accept. If you will be humble, you're going to understand that now you got the gift of your life, the opportunity to learn how to make another step in Avodat Hashem. What do you care? If you're righteous or not, if you're holy or not, if you're in that level or in that, what do you care about levels in Avodat Hashem? What do you want in life? I want to serve. I want to be an honest child to my father, a loyal slave to my master. I want to be a good messenger. I don't want to betray my master. I want to love my father. I want to love my brothers. So what do I care in which level I hold? If I'm rich, if I'm poor, if I'm beautiful, if I'm ugly, if I'm wise, if I'm stupid, what do I care about all of that? If it's not my purpose. But if you care, it means that you need to focus more on the purpose. And to clarify for yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I coming to the yeshiva? Why am I learning Torah? Why am I praying 3 or 5 times a day? It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you are. There is one God. And He is Hashem Elokei Israel, and He is the King. And He is beyond all of the nations. And He chose Am Israel to give them the Torah. And it's not going to help no other nation to be insulted from the fact that Hashem chose us. If you're going to ask Jews really today, if they're holding in that level to receive, to accept on themselves yoke of heaven, they're going to say no. We're afraid. It's too hard, it's too heavy. For us it's a yoke. For us it's heavy, for us it's hard. It's almost like punishment. We don't know, it's hard, it's heavy. We know we're going to be rewarded, we're already rewarded, we enjoy it, we accept it with love. But to say that it's easy, to say that it's nice, it's hard, it's complex. It's not easy, really, to dedicate your life. Not to be allowed to fulfill all of your will whenever you want. You cannot drive to the beach whenever you want. You cannot eat every steak that you see. You cannot drink every liquid that you see. You cannot touch everything that you want. You cannot. You're not allowed. Your eyes not belongs to you. Your hands not belongs to you. My heart is yours. My eyes are yours. It's hard. You receive them not to use them. Or to use them for the purpose. It's hard. It's not easy. 99.999 of the world fail in that. Only individuals can control themselves. They hold their heart in their hand. Libam birshutam. Only huge, huge righteous people. So like we said before, on a person, an arrogant person will be insulted. An arrogant nation or a non-Jew gonna be hurt. Gonna say, look, what he's saying, he's claiming that they have something that we don't have. Don't be arrogant. Just listen. You can also serve Hashem. You can also be close to Hashem. We don't have no Hesed Baalut.
Ownership on Hashem Yitbarach. No one has ownership on Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem, He owns us. Hashem, He is in control. Hashem is the King of the world. Borei Olam, the Creator of the world. Of all nations. You think that He doesn't want certain nation to serve Him? He wants everyone to serve Him together. In the future to come, Beti Betifilai Kare Lechol Amim, my house going to be called House of Prayer to all of the nations. And you're going to be a holy nation, the Mamlechet Kohanim VeGoy Kadosh. You're going to serve in Beis HaMikdash. In the end, we're going to be the slaves, and they're going to be the ones that comes and sacrificing and enjoying and celebrating. And we're going to run and slaughter animal for them, and going to bring the wine, and going to run for all of them. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu, who? He's the king, Moshe. He's the slave of all of Am Yisrael. What he's doing with his life? He's running, a chief rabbi. What is all day long? He takes care of his students, takes care of the family. He's running for them to the city hall, to the government, to the people, to the donors, to whatever he can. Who is the slave? Who is the master? Avrechim are sitting, everyone, nice white shirt, seats, wonderful, gemarot, air condition. You can keep on praying for an air condition. It's good for the camera to say that we have air condition. Who is the master? Hashem, He is the king. Which king? He is running the show. He's taking care of the world, of every detail, of every worm, of every leaf, of every mice, of every squirrel, of everything in the world. He's inside of that thing, thinking and building and working it out and finding solutions and healing everything and keeping everything on. And He's everywhere, doing everything. Okay, so it's not hard for Him, but it doesn't mean that He's not working. Lo yanum velo yishan shomer Israel, He's not asleep. He's watching over us and helping us and saving us and open the path for each and every one of us to get closer to Him. If you know that you want Him with all of your heart, then you can believe in yourself. But if you see in your investigation, in your tshuva process, that you still wrap after nonsense of this world, of the physical world, so you need to cancel yourself, to nullify yourself, to real Talmidei Chachamim still, to listen to their voice, Kechol Asher Yerucha. To listen to their voice, to let them lead you, and you need to follow, and you need to keep their advice. Because they nullify themselves more than you, and they can feel, can sense Hashem Yitbarach more than you, so you should listen to them. And when you're going to do that, you're going to receive their light. And not only their light, you can receive twice as many. Pishnayim, like Elisha asked from Eliyahu, Hiena pishnayim beruchacha elai. And it's happening in every generation. And there's no generation that is orphaned, that is yatom, that will not going to receive all of the bounty, that is not capable of receiving all of the bounty that prepares for Am Yisrael, for all of the world. Thank you. Yashar koach.